This is the shape of Texas. Windmills are symbols of frontier life in Texas. They helped settlers to cultivate vast expanses of rough, dry terrain for farming and ranching by pumping water. Today, streamlined, technologically advanced turbines are using wind power to create a renewable, clean source of electrical energy. Texas leads the nation, providing 28% of wind energy output. Travel along West Texas highways and the South Texas coast, and you'll see wind farms of all sizes, some with hundreds of turbines. Larger turbines can soar more than 300 feet. That's higher than the Statue of Liberty. Their blades can exceed the wingspan of a jumbo jet. The base of their towers can run 14 feet in diameter. Large wind turbines include five basic components. The concrete and steel foundation below ground steadies the structure. The tower is a hollow steel tube. At the top, the nacelle contains the generator and mechanisms used to control the turbine's response to wind direction. The hub connects to the nacelle and is the center pivot of the blades. They spin around the hub and also self-adjust to rotate faster or slower by controlling the amount of blade surface facing the wind. Wind turbines take less time to build than most conventional energy plants, up and running in about a year. The larger ones average $1 million per unit. Home-sized turbines range from $2,000 for a build-it-yourself model to about $15,000 for a larger, more powerful unit. New transmission lines and major expansion of the power grid are planned to accommodate more turbines and to transfer wind-generated electricity from rural areas to high-demand urban ones. That will take time and money. What's more, environmentalists are studying the effect of turbines on birds and bats. A federal study envisions wind energy providing 20% of the nation's electricity by the year 2030. The benefit to Texas alone is strong. Not only are wind turbines supplying clean energy, but they're also pumping dollars and jobs into rural communities. For The Shape of Texas, produced for South Texas Public Broadcasting, I'm Bill Clough. Funding is provided by Texas Architect Magazine and the Texas Society of Architects at texasarchitect.org.